welcome to the Gospelite Minute X. This is Daniela White, and we are glad that you have tuned in. Today, Daniel White III is going to share with you from a fresh and unique perspective how you can get to know Jesus Christ for yourself. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is the president of Gospel Light Society and Torch Ministries International. Now here's your host, Daniel White III.
In Guardians of the Galaxy, Peter Quill finally found his father, and it's important that you do too. This is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 is in theaters now. And one of the greatest mysteries of the popular addition to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, who is Peter Quill's father, has been answered. The first film saw the boy, Peter, being taken from Earth by alien bounty hunters after his mother, who was dying of cancer, tells him that his father is an angelic light-filled being. By the end of the film, Peter, who is now a grown man, played by Chris Pratt, learns that his father is someone ancient, unknown, and unseen. In Volume 2, Peter Quill finally meets his father, Ego, played by Kurt Russell. Ego is an immortal living planet, immensely powerful in this movie, who has also been traversing the galaxies, searching for his son. Peter learns about his own true nature from his little g godlike father and realizes that he is far more important than he ever imagined. Just as Peter Quill does not understand himself or begin to reach his full potential until he meets his father, we will not understand ourselves or begin to reach the highest levels of satisfaction in life, joy, and contentment in life until we meet our Divine Father, the true Creator God, God Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. Augustine prayed, "You have made us for yourself, O God, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you." Preaching to the Greeks in Acts 17, Paul said, "God made the world and all things therein. He hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring." In order to live in full confidence of who you are and where you belong in life, you need to get to know God as your Father. He created you, and He longs for a relationship with you. He wants to be your Father, not just in name, but in reality. He loves you already, and it is a wonderful thing to be loved by God. But He wants to direct you, teach you, guide you, bless your life, and most importantly, take you to heaven to be with Him forever. And He has already put everything in place for you to join Him. The death, burial, sacrifice, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ paved the way for you to meet your Heavenly Father, God Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, and no doubt your grandmother's God. Meet your Father, God Almighty, so that you can enjoy eternity together forever. Allow me to explain how you can begin a relationship with God today and go to heaven when you leave this earth and live with Him and enjoy Him forever. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear Him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now that is bad news, but here's the good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with Him. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and He will save you. For Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend of mine, if you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, and you want to trust Him for your salvation today, it is very simple to do, for the Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." The Bible also says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Please pray with me right now this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, and God will save your soul. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins, my faults, and my failures. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I choose to follow him as Lord of my life from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Dear friend of mine, if you just trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you prayed that prayer and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, you are now saved from sin and hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God. Congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, please believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this Gospel Light Minute X broadcast. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit www.gospellightsociety.com for more information. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to gls@gospellightsociety.com. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on BCNNRadio7.com, Buzzsprout.com, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and Live365. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover God's amazing grace and love. Now here's a song that will encourage you in your newfound faith in Jesus Christ. God bless.
Amen. Sound that saves.